From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report in Special English. The United States has announced a plan to fight the quickly growing threat from cyber spies and internet attackers known as hackers. America's Attorney General Eric Holder recently said that ever-improving technology is making it easier for people and countries to strike at the United States. Mr. Holder said the Justice Department is fighting back aggressively. He said it is working with various states and government agencies to find and bring to justice those involved in cyber theft and cyber espionage. And the Attorney General called for increased cooperation with private companies. He described the importance of keeping trade secrets a secret.
A single trade secret can be worth millions or even billions of dollars. Trade secret theft can require companies to lay off employees, close factories, to lose sales and profits, to experience a decline in competitive position and advantage, or even to go out of business.
The new policy also calls for fines and trade actions against individuals and countries that target American trade secrets. The plan was announced the day after the American information security company Mandiant published the findings of its investigation of cyber attacks. It reports that more than 140 companies have been attacked since 2006. The targets include some of the biggest companies in the United States, companies like Apple Computer, Facebook, Lockheed Martin, Coca-Cola, and many others. Mandiant says hacking groups in China are responsible for most of the attacks. They include groups known as Comment Crew and Shanghai Group. Mandiant also charges that the attacks come from an organization called Advanced Persistent Threat 1, or APT-1. It says APT-1 is a part of the Chinese military, the People's Liberation Army, Unit 61398. In addition to companies and banks, the hackers are also reported to strike state, federal, and international agencies and organizations. Among the areas targeted are satellites, information technology, telecommunications, aerospace, public administration, and scientific research. But Mandiant also says the Chinese want to find out how to control important parts of the United States infrastructure. That includes power grids and other utilities. China's foreign ministry spokesman, Hong Lei, denies Mandiant's accusations. He says the report is unprofessional and irresponsible. He said the company makes charges without providing evidence.